So how does a person follow hard after God for many, many years and then, for some reason, blow it at the end? Do we start believing that success is of our own doing? Do we become worn out by obedience? When does pride drive out humility? Well, check out the story of Asa in the Old Testament, 2 Chronicles 16:12. In the 39th year of his reign, Asa was afflicted with a disease in his feet. Though his disease was severe, even in his illness, he did not seek help from the Lord, but only from the physicians. Asa was the king of Judah, and he was a bold reformer. Scripture says he did what was good and right in the eyes of the Lord. He led his people to enter into a covenant to seek the Lord with all their heart and with all their soul. Asa even deposed his own grandmother because she made a repulsive Asherah pole. But something snapped, spiritually speaking. In his last years, he made a treaty with a pagan king. And when God sent a prophet to confront him, Asa was so enraged that he put the prophet in prison and totally oppressed some of the people. But in today's passage, we learn that in his illness, he did not seek help from the Lord. What causes the best days of one's life to be seen only in the rearview mirror? Asa is a great reminder that any of us can blow it. In the words of the Apostle Paul, we need to strain toward what is ahead and press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. We can't afford to stumble and fall at the end. Dear Father, may it not be said of us that our best spiritual days are behind us. Please give us the strength and focus to press on to win the prize. Whatever has happened in our past, may our best spiritual days be in our future. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.